for me, the home movie material is, it's unstructured. They're people filming events that they are particularly interested in. But I think also what the films do is bring to life people's lives as they were. I mean, we're all so different. Our society, people, humans, are changing all the time. I mean, you look at some of the women in those films, for example, that in the 40s and 50s films footage, we don't look like that anymore. Women were very skinny because of the war, very, very slim. They might be a little bit hippie. They would have waists. Women don't look like that anymore. We're more athletic. And I think what the films do is that they sort of bring to life a connection with people more than a document can ever do.
Could you explain a little bit the work that goes into locating, restoration and archiving of the films before they're even edited into a film like the one we've just watched?
There are various different institutions around London, such as the local studies, museums, libraries, where people go to and just drop off their home movies. It might be stuff that they've inherited when they've moved into a house. It might be stuff that their father or their grandfather shot. The London Screen Archives remit was to collect those films from them, getting them digitised into some accessible format. With the digital, it's very democratic, and it makes film moving images accessible for a lot of people.
Could you go a little bit into the films that are making up this hour?
When I first saw the film finished and complete, I thought it was really interesting, that juxtaposition of the streets as they are now and as they were then. I mean, I guess for me, it's the Lambeth Walk that really strikes the heaviest resonance, in as much as when you see the establishing shot of the street as it is now, those shops aren't there anymore. They're all gone, and they're just residences. Whereas in the 1950 film, it's really vibrant street. Really, really vibrant street with lots of shoppers, lots of activity, lots of people going in and out of the shops, lots of shops. Shops that don't really exist anymore, like the individual retailer. Now we just tend to have the supermarkets, don't we?
Is there a line in the sand how you treat the footage after you've gathered it up? Is it re-edited? How is it scored? You could have a more upbeat score and over the same footage, and it would mean something else. So this is all manipulation. This is all offering an author's voice that the footage doesn't actually have. But it has to happen in order to present it.
That's really interesting. I mean, you're really getting into the ethics of film archiving now. There is certainly a rule of thought where you should be as honest as possible to the footage. That would mean not editing it, not cutting anything out, not adding a score. Now, I think there are occasions when that absolutely should happen. And certainly on the London Screen Archives website, you can see the footage as raw, not edited, not curated. But you can actually put the stuff together for yourself. You could choose a certain theme and you can make your own documentary, for example. With this film, Seven Streets, we need to bring it to an audience and hopefully to a new audience as well. And so we try and be as honest with the film as possible.
At what point, especially in this day and age, does archiving home movies stop? Is there, a line in the sand where you think, well, we'll keep archiving up to this point? Now that it's every hour of every day is archived in one form or another.
We're very much in the digital present, sometimes referred to as the digital dark age, in as much as, you know, your home movies, because we're using solid state camcorders, we can shoot anything and everything everywhere. How much footage do you archive? Who makes that decision on what you're archiving? Plus, on the backbone of that is, it's so easy to press the delete button. People generally aren't creating their libraries of home movie footage anymore because it's all ephemeral. It doesn't really exist. It's just digits. It's just ones and zeros. And so, yeah, absolutely, it's a headache. I mean, I feel very much that I stand with one foot in the analogue past and the other foot very much in the digital present. And I think quite often as well, with some people, with their home movies shot now or within the last 10 years, they don't see them as relevant.